Ready! It's time to turn on!
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
Well, not only is it possible, but this has been going on for many, many a decade when radio was first introduced on a widespread scale back in the 1930s. People began to say that I think I can hear the radio in my teeth. And here's how it works. First of all, how is radio created? Radio is created by having electricity go up and down an antenna or a piece of metal. And so the very fact that you can have electricity go up and down a piece of metal emits waves, and these waves are radio waves. Now, you can run the videotape backwards, and that is, if you have a piece of metal in the presence of radio, it'll also pick up that radiation. And if it's in your teeth, it'll actually create vibrations. And these vibrations can be felt because, of course, it's in your mouth. And that's where radio waves can be picked up in your fillings. Okay, and when you're in school, of course, we can do that with crystal sets, but you can also do that with your teeth.
So you're welcome, please. A sort of American institution, I think it's safe to say, Lucille Ball. Good for you. There's a story you once told, and it had to do with World War II.
And you were once... I know the one about the dentist.
Yes, this thing is stranger than fiction.
Well, it's true. To make it short, I had some dental work to be done. You know, they put in temporary fillings,
mm-hmm.
And I had never had it done before. What is it, lead?
I think in those days they were putting in temporary lead fillings.
Yeah. It was quite a while ago.
During the war?
Yeah. And.
World War II.
Yes. And I had several, upper and lower. And I went to work that day, and I got home very late. And it was, I don't remember what year, but it was after they had taken the Japanese out of California. And unfortunately put them in the camps, which was a very sad time in California. And we were all on our guard, you know, about many things. There had been a Japanese submarine sighted in Santa Barbara, mm-hmm. and a Japanese fighter plane had been sighted going over our home one evening. It was touchy times. Anyway, this particular night was about 1:15. And I was driving alone. I had 35 miles to drive, and it wasn't any fun. It was just a normal night. I wasn't frightened or anything. I was just driving along, and a road that I'd taken many times. And all of a sudden, I heard music. But I mean, with a great beat, you know, And I looked down to turn off my radio, and it wasn't on. And I turned around and looked to see if there's anyone behind me. And the music was getting louder and louder and louder, and I realized it was in my mouth. And it was beating in my ears. I could hear the tune and everything. I recognized the tune. And then it started to fade out.
Yeah.
What the hell was that? You know, what could it possibly be? And I didn't know what it was. So the next day I mentioned it at the studio to Buster Keaton. And he said, what street were you on? Moore Park? And I said, yes. He said, you went by the radio station. You picked it up. Well, you got any fillings? I said, yes. He said, you picked it up in your teeth. Well, I could hardly wait to go by there again. And I didn't go by at the same time of night, so nothing happened. Right. There was no music playing, but I could hardly wait.
Call in a request.
Right. But about 5 nights later, because I had to wait, I don't know, a couple weeks for those teeth that were getting fixed. I was going up another street, almost home, and I was passing 4 vacant lots that were all raised so they could build the Birmingham Hospital. And as I went by there, I heard, I'm picking it up on my teeth.
You mean?
Yes. And I stopped the car. Then I looked around, the Morse code, like. And I backed the car up, and it got stronger and stronger, and I kept on backing it up until it really got strong, and my whole jaw was vibrating, like this. And then I got the hell out of there. I went boom like this, because it was very late. And I couldn't wait to get back to MGM the next morning and tell the security office, and they found an underground Japanese transmitting
radio station.
Honest to God.
That
true.
Is that a great story?
True. But then they found it was one of the gardeners calling one of his friends.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
No,
but they
true.
Really,
yeah.
And they captured them, and they you helped?
I don't know what happened to them. I just turned it over.
Let's have a look at those teeth that helped win the war.
Professor, I don't see how a smack in the jaw could turn him into a radio.
Well, he's not a radio skipper. He's merely a simple form of receiver. You see, the high-frequency sound waves are emanating from the molar, which is pushed against...
Never mind all the technicalities, Professor. The thing I'm getting at is I've been belted many times before, but the only thing that ever came out of my mouth was a loose tooth.
From what I've been able to see, one of Gilligan's molars has been jolted out of position and shoved against a tooth with a silver filling. Open, Gilligan.
This is station KALU, Honolulu, the voice of pineapple.
Close. Not too unusual a situation. It's happened a number of times.
Yes, but not to Gilligan.
Well, the atmospheric conditions, the metal in his mouth, the shape of his skull have all combined to make him a receiver.
Is there any chance, Professor, instead of being a receiver, could we make him a sender so we could get a message to Hawaii?
No, I'm afraid not, Skipper. And unless I miss my guess, the position of his head and his body will bring in different stations. Watch. Open up, Gilligan.
Solid steel shower, man.
Very Camden taxi.
Well, I'll be darned.
Gilligan, your tooth may go back into position by itself, or perhaps I'll have to find a non-conductive substance to coat it with. Or maybe I'll pull the tooth. Well, you make the decision. I have to keep checking these weather reports.
What's the latest on the typhoon?
Still headed this way.
Which is bearing down on the southwest Pacific area is...
Gilligan, can you close your mouth?
And there will be hourly reports from this station.
You are going to have to stay away from this transistor radio, Gilligan. The signals you're emitting are loud enough to cause interference.
Well, I'll take him over and show the girls. Wouldn't it be wonderful if our little buddy could be turned into a color TV?
Yes, ma'am. This is Dennis Oliver.
Yes, you called and hung up on me.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I got disconnected somewhere. Yes, ma'am. I had a question for you, hoping maybe you could help me with something. I don't have no dentist up here in this area. I just moved up here from Houston, Texas. And before I left down there, I had some gold and a silver teeth is put in my mouth, you know. And lately, when I lay down at night, this may sound crazy,
but it starts to hurt?
Now I can hear a radio station.
I don't know anything about that one. Honest to God, I've never heard of that.
You hadn't?
No, sir.
I really can't.
Fun. I really hadn't heard it.
No, yes, ma'am, but I mean, I'll tell you what now, seriously.
You really can't hear? Are the two teeth right side by side?
Yes, ma'am, they're right side by side. And I'll tell you what, my old lady says she can't hear it or nothing, but I can't even go to sleep for it. You ever heard anything like
no,
that?
No, but let me go ask Dr. Richard.
Well, just a minute. I don't want you to bother him. I just want to ask you a couple of things. Because I know this sounds crazy. She says she can't hear them, and I done called. I called two dentists down there in Houston before I left. The one that did it was out of town, and he said, of course, the lady worked for him act like she thought I was crazy or something, and I called another one I didn't know, and they act like they thought I was crazy, but really, it's been like 1992 since I was ever in any kind of, had any kind of mental problems or anything, but I'm all right now. But I was wondering, you think like when I talk, that people could hear me on the radio? When I'm talking?
I don't have any idea. The only thing that you might be experiencing,
yes, ma'am,
is what they call galvanic shock.
Galveston.
Galvanic shock. And that's where you have two different types of metals side by side.
Yes, ma'am.
Rubbing together.
Uh-huh.
And that can cause something called galvanic shock.
Galvanic shock.
Yes, sir. But as far as anything else, I have never heard of anything else. I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm just saying I've never heard of it. But I do know that you can get galvanic shock, and it'll make you feel like if you've ever taken your fork and stuck it accidentally into one of your fillings, and how it makes you just sharp pain.
Yes, ma'am.
Now that I can, and it could be what you're experiencing is galvanic shock, but I've just never heard of it in that form before.
Well, it won't, you said shock, it won't eventually get where it electrocute you or something,
something. It'll just be, have you ever bit down on something on a fork and it would shock your mouth because you hit a filling with that?
Yes, ma'am, I know what you mean.
Well, that's the only thing that you'll be experiencing as far as I know.
You don't think there's no way y'all could stop this from doing this, so?
That's why I'm saying let me go and ask Dr. Rector. I don't
okay.
know.
Okay, but I tell you, while you're in there, would you ask Miss Hen, if he can't stop it altogether, at least reckon if he could just put it on a different radio station or something. I don't particularly like the kind of music it's playing,
Well, I don't think we can do that, sir.
You don't?
No, sir.
take the ability to talk for granted, don't you? Then why shouldn't you? You talk every day of your life and you don't think much about it. But did you realize that millions of people suffer from voice problems? These millions can't take talking for granted. For them, to talk is a struggle.
Do you have a voice like... Do you have a voice like... Do you have a voice like... Mind? Do you have a voice like...
As it stand?
Do you have a voice like... Is Do you have a voice like... Mine? Do you have a voice like... Do you want a voice like mine? Do you want a voice like... Mine? Do you want a voice like... Do you want... Do you want a voice like... With a voice like mine, what would you want a voice like? Do you want a voice? Do you want a voice like... What would you do with a voice like... What would you do? How would you survive? Would you seize... Would you hide... Would you seize... Would you dissect it? Ingest it? Roll it around on your tongue? And then what? And then what? And then what? Would it give you pleasure? Would it get you in? Would it take you away? Gently? With a light touch? Take it out. Take it away. Take it. How can you take it out? Take it away. Take it gently? With a light. Roll it around on your pleasure. And then what? 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 And then what?
One interesting fact about the hip language seems to be that quite often you'll say one thing when you mean exactly the opposite. For example, you will use words such as crazy or nutty to indicate approval.
Right. Like you take a very freaked out chick. If she grooves and if she's got something happening for her, you say that chick is insane. What you mean is like she's a, what do you call it? You know, a good person.
Hmm. Would you say the hipster's preoccupation with insanity would indicate a rejection, or at least a deep questioning, of the traditional separation of normal and abnormal, sanity and insanity? In other words, a deliberate reassessment and reevaluation of the bourgeois standards of morality and tradition?
No. I wouldn't say that. No, I would never say that, man. Dig, say you're talking about this cat. Say he's a musician, and he really makes it, you dig? I mean, he's into something. He's free, and he swings. Then you say, that cat has got a loose wig. Because it's very important to work on your brains. Smash your brains, you know, crack them. Yeah? That's when it can start happening for you.
I see. St. Teresa once used the phrase, breaking the mind's barriers.
Indeed she did, and that's very hip. St. Teresa swings, so does St. John of the Cross. I mean, you know, the Spanish one. But dig, you see all these cats running around desperately afraid they're going to flip, you know? And they're running around holding themselves together with scotch tape and chicken wire and 18 martinis for lunch. Juice heads are the lowest, man. And they're all afraid they're going to crack and explode all over their friends. And it'll be very messy and embarrassing. And they're going to blow their gig at the agency. And the finance company is going to come and repossess the children. And it's going to be the end of the world. You know, much hipper just to relax and flip. You know, groove with it. You know, you begin to go, you know, and you spew the immortal, the ever word pudding. You know, you can chew the scenery, you can run around, you can wail upon yourself, dragging yourself round and round and about inside your own head. You never move. You sit there quiet, your face in a complete smiling groove, and internally you're on the loose wig. I dig it. It's too much. Yeah.
Are you all right, Mr. Romo?
Yeah, I'm straight. And you don't look so hot, though. That's where.
You did give me a bad moment or two there, I must admit.
I'll get you a glass of water, huh? Now, dig, baby, was that so bad? The sky did not darken, nay, the earth did not open. Everything's a groove. You ought to flip out once, Jim. Then at least you wouldn't have that to worry about anymore. Dig, once you get used to it, insanity can be the most normal thing in the world, you know?
Thanks for the songs and works this week from Husker Du, Matt Moos, Gregory Whitehead, Del Close and John Brent, and Jaap Blomk. And thanks for the clips and excerpts from Lucille Ball, Dick Cavett, Gilligan, The Skipper, and The Professor.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.